from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA, WAMO 107.3, partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the 24-25 school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Visit the link on the homepage, 937thefan.com. Support as a group or individual. Help ensure a good start to the school year for local kids. Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss. Today, the 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We also have some tickets to give away. I will tell you how to win those in just a few moments. But we have some Steelers and Texans white-hot takes to give. City Limits is ready to go with his. I am ready to go with mine. How these work, we normally have a take with the quarterback position, the running back position, wide receiver slash tight end, and then a defensive take as well as the Steelers get ready to take on the Buffalo Bills tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Acrisure Stadium. I'll start my quarterback prediction. I think the first drive tomorrow night limits. Russell Wilson leads a touchdown drive. I don't know if he throws a pass. I don't know if he runs one in. But a touchdown will be scored by the Steelers on their first offensive drive tomorrow night, led by Mr. Unlimited.
I like it. I will double up with you and say that both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields will throw touchdown passes for the Steelers on both of their opening drives. The first drive that Wilson's in, the first drive that Fields is in, both will throw a touchdown.
That might create a little stir. That might create some controversy. People are going to be jumping all over that if Justin Fields is able to answer a Russell Wilson touchdown drive. When it comes to the running back position, and if you want to, Austin, you can also give a take on the Bills side of things too. It doesn't have to be predominantly Steelers, or it doesn't have to be a Steelers player, I'll say. But last season, in the preseason, we saw Jaylen Warren take one almost 70 yards to the house. And I think that was a turning point for the Jaylen Warren fan base. I remember the next morning I went on, I came on this station, and I said, I think the best running back in the Steelers locker room wears number 30, and that's Jaylen Warren. I think we see a pretty explosive run tomorrow night. I don't know if it's a touchdown run, but I see a 25-plus-yard run from Jaylen Warren tomorrow night that gets people a little bit fired up inside the stadium.
Are we considering Cordarrelle Patterson a wide receiver or a running back? He is a running back on the depth chart. But what do you consider him at the moment?
I would say running back. I think he has transitioned to that position over the last couple of years.
I think there's a running back that's going to make their mark on this game, whether it be Michael Pirine or Jonathan Ward, and have a couple of big runs to be able to prove that they might potentially be able to make this roster as potentially a fourth running back if the Steelers decide to keep five wide receivers or just four wide receivers and wait on Brandon Ayuk.
I thought you were going to go with a Cordarrelle Patterson kick return.
Well, I thought about it, but I don't know if he's playing or not. Is he suiting up in this game?
I don't know if the official list got put out there yet.
He's still banged up a little bit.
Guys that won't play. When it comes to pass catchers, receivers, and tight ends, I think the Steelers' second tight end, the big fella, Darnell Washington, I think he hauls one down in this game, limits for a touchdown. I don't know if it's that first drive from Russell Wilson. I don't know if it's maybe that drive you mentioned from Justin Fields. Who knows? It could be Kyle Allen. It could be John Reese Plumley, for all we know. But I think big Darnell Washington hauls in a touchdown. It'll be a red zone touchdown because I think this dude's got to be utilized when you're inside the 20 and the 10-yard line. I mean, he is a monster of a man. He's like 6'8". Just throw it up there and let the big guy come down with it. I think we get a Darnell Washington touchdown.
I would raise you a Pat Freiermuth touchdown reception, somebody who I think we all are expecting to get a contract extension at some point. I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't been announced yet since camp is broken. It seems like that's when these deals usually get done. But I'm going to say a 40-yard bomb from either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields to Van Jefferson. The noise continues to surround Ayuk. George Pickens as the number one, and Van Jefferson has been given some praise in camp, but he makes a big play on the field and proves why he can be a number three wide receiver for the Steelers. Maybe still not a number two, but a dependable wide receiver for Fields and Wilson.
I am waiting on one of those because that'll get people fired up on social media, you know. Who needs Brandon Ayuk? Look at Van Jefferson out here making plays. And then Calvin Austin will probably make a play right after that. Calvin Austin, a pretty good Mr. August submission. Not quite to the level of James Washington. He used to have some very big preseasons. Defensive prediction. This is somebody else that I think people have oddly high expectations for. Well, I don't know if it'd be fair to say expectations. I think just kind of high hopes, like hoping this guy ends up being a good pro given the trials and tribulations he's had to go through in terms of injuries. And I would say I'm in that same boat. I don't know how good this dude will ever end up being, but I think tomorrow night a good night for a player like this to have some shine. I think we get a Corey Trice interception and maybe off Josh Allen. That would really get the folks buzzing a little bit. But regardless of who it's against, well, Mitch Trubisky will play in the game, so there's a good shot at least an interception or two coming from that side. I think Corey Trice hauls one in.
I think we get a Peyton Wilson, ready for this, strip sack of the Buffalo Bills. You know, a little bit underrated, but think that they try to bring him on the blitz a little bit, and up the middle he's able to, maybe not like a 15-yard loss or a 10-yard loss, but Peyton Wilson gets in on the action like he did in the first preseason game with, like, what, seven tackles? And he makes his mark felt once again to where he's going to have to eventually be sprinkled into the middle linebacker rotation with Landon Roberts and Patrick Queen.
I also didn't include this one for you limits. I should have thrown it out there for you. I always like to predict the Mike Tomlin outfits, the
yes.
attire, which I noticed you see on Twitter. He's changed it up a little bit on us, so I had to change it up as well. He likes to wear that long white sleeve shirt now that he started to wear the first day of camp. It used to just be the black sweatshirt, the black sweatpants. He changed it up on us, so he's going to wear that white long sleeve tomorrow night. He's going to toss the aviators on tomorrow night, and it's a white Steelers hat now. It's not the black Steelers cap that he likes to go with. And then probably black sweatpants in the middle of August, because the man just loves wearing himself some black sweatpants. We got two tickets to give away to see Jeff Lynn's ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, live in concert on the Over and Out Tour at PPG Paints Arena on September 10th of this year. Call right now. If you're the first caller, you're winning these tickets. City Limits will hook you up. He'll get your info, and you're going home with Jeff Lynn's ELO. Two tickets at PPG Paints Arena on September 10th, 2024. First caller wins those. How about that? I was going to throw out like some outrageous number for Limits to go through. Like caller number 54 will win these tickets. Coming up, we have ourselves a Bechtold breakdown. It'll be a special one in ode to IT intern Trent, his final day working with this show before he heads back to school.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.